Anne and Joseph by Maura Delahunty.
How is Joseph coping? I'm no help to him in here, she thought, sitting there on the veranda. I'm no help to Mary either, with her four children and that excuse for a husband giving her a hard time. If only I could get home, I would look after her. She is my little girl after all. We had good times when we were alone together. What has happened to life? Why am I in this place for so long? Anyone would think I couldn't look after myself and Joseph. Oh, it's such a lovely sunny day, with the birds flying about and the bees humming. Summer is a happy time. She has been here for the past 6 months. Anne had a breakdown and rambled out alone in her nightdress in the middle of the night. Eventually, the doctor and the psychiatrist decided that treatment in a psychiatric unit would help her. Her husband Joseph was broken-hearted. He visited her often, but she didn't recognise him some of the time. Anne fell asleep, lying there in the fresh air with the birds singing and a gentle breeze blowing across her face. She had been asleep for about an hour when the nurse looked out as she woke up. Did you have a nice nap, Anne? Would you like some tea now, dear? Yes, please, Anne replied. Nurse, who was that girl who was here a while ago? She seemed so unhappy. The nurse took her by the hand and spoke gently to her. Anne, that was your daughter, Mary. She comes to see you every day. Is it time to go home yet? The nurse returned with Anne's afternoon tea. When am I going home? Next morning, Dr. Breen dropped in to see how Anne was. He was very pleased with her progress since he changed her medication and felt she could cope a little better at home. When can I go home, doctor? Dr. Breen looked at Anne and said, don't you like us any more, Anne? Of course I like you. But Joseph is at home alone. I think we might let you home for the weekend. Her eyes filled with tears and she smiled at the doctor. The following weekend, her husband called to bring her home and he saw his dear wife dressed, sitting on the side of the bed with her bag waiting for him. He bent down and kissed her. They said their goodbyes and drove home. They watched television for the rest of the evening, Joseph with his arm around Anne's shoulders. She had her head on his chest and dozed off to sleep. He looked at his lovely bride of 50 years. At 10 o'clock, he shook her gently to go to bed, but he couldn't wake her up. In panic, he rang the doctor and his daughter Mary. The doctor arrived. I'm sorry, Joseph. Anne has passed away.